Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bobby Moore, Elsa, Jeff Hurst, the trailer booking and Billy Bones, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is more than just a podcast.
Podcast.
Whee! Exactly. This is a bit of an unusual episode this evening. It's coming live from Spain. That was my new fiance shouting that out in the background, by the way. Because she's going, I thought it was only really 30 minutes, and that was me just trying to set up the microphone. So I am sitting here in Spain, in Fuengirola, in our apartment, on the Wi-Fi, on an iPad, with some iPods. So if this works, it'll be a miracle when you can listen to it. There was no George. He's got no internet at home. No John, because he's got a life. No Nigel, because he's now working nights at the moment. So thank God that two people stepped in, both guest presenters in the past. Ian, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm sitting in my office, wondering what's going to happen in the League Cup draw, which is taking place as we are speaking. So you're depriving me of watching Sky Sports News, which I've been watching.
You can watch it live. You can give us a live update. Ian, you are out.
The TV's in another room, so I can't do that.
But, can't you get John to watch TV and run in and tell you?
You've never met John, have you?
No, I haven't.
The word football in our house is usually preceded by the word fucking.
Yes. All right. Anyway, we haven't got Kevin Townley tonight. He's been busy and he was a bit too tired because we're doing this late at night. It's 11:15 where I am, so it must be 10:15 where you are. But it's even different time zone for our next guest presenter, who is David Holdsink from US of A. Yeah. Look, the joke never gets old, does it?
America.
New York State.
America.
What time is it there, right, Dave? Where are you? What are you doing?
It's 5:16 in the PM.
In the PM. Good. What's the weather like in... I feel like I have to ask. What's the weather like in New York State?
Beautiful today, actually. It's like... And I do Fahrenheit because I'm never going to learn centigrade. It's like 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Dry, little breeze. It's pretty out today.
Good. I don't know what that means. It's nice. Anyway, it's not a geography or a weather podcast. It is a football podcast. So let's talk about football. And look, we're putting this impromptu podcast together because it looked like one wasn't going to happen. And you two guys were going, "Wow, that's terrible." I go, "All right, put the money where your mouth is. Let's do one." So let's do one. Ian, we were top of the league for a little while.
Yeah, it was nice while it lasted, wasn't
it? It was, wasn't it? Even Gary Lineker said, "West Ham are top of the Premier League."
But you know what will happen now with Luton on Friday night?
They'll beat us 7-0.
West Ham. We'll get beaten sort of 4-0 or something. But, I mean, listen, this is, I think, the most exciting West Ham team we've seen in a very, very long time. And I don't know why I'm so excited about Mohamed Kudus, but I really, really am. He seems to me, from what I've seen of him so far, and it's not just sort of the odd little clip on YouTube, I have watched quite a lot of him. He seems to be a really, really exciting player and one that can play right across the front and indeed in midfield. So if we get to the point where we haven't signed any new strikers on Friday, which I suspect is where we're going to be at, I'm not panicking about that because I think we've got enough players that can, if Antonio doesn't get transferred by Friday, which I can't really imagine he would do, if he gets injured, we've got Bowen that can play up there. We've now got Kudus who could play up there. Cornet, I think, if he stays, although there's rumours he's off to Everton, he could probably play there as well. So don't panic if we don't get any strikers.
Jesse Lingard.
Can he play centre forward? I doubt it, really.
Well, he could do anything. He's, you know, I've been ramping up my content around Jesse Lingard in the last sort of few hours just to, you know, make the way, clear the path.
Based on anything or just based on the sign?
No. Based on some information, some inside it. Anyway, let's talk about the game first. We're jumping ahead. You know the rules, Mr. Dale. We start by talking about the football game. We play Brighton, the Seagulls, our bogey team, the one we never beat away at the seashore. And we beat them comprehensively. Discuss, Ian.
Well, I'm never ever confident that we're going to get a result against Brighton, but for some reason on Sunday, I can't even remember now. I just thought we were going to get something out of that game. Didn't expect us to win 3-1. And if you look at the stats, the possession, I mean, it depends which site you go to, but some say it was 18%, some say it was 23%, but it doesn't really matter what it was. It was incredibly low, and to win 3-1 with that kind of possession was quite something. But then we also did it against Chelsea. So, I mean, this is Moyes' tactics. They're not going to change, I doubt. And I thought we absolutely deserved it, even though we did have so little possession. We looked dangerous every time we went forward. Antonio, I don't know what someone has injected into him, but in the first half against Chelsea, he was awful. But in the second half, he came to life and scored that fantastic goal. And that clearly has given him a huge boost. And I thought he had a superb game. But then again, virtually everyone did have a superb game against Brighton. And I mean, Areola, who I have to say is a goalkeeper that sometimes sort of gives me squeaky bum time, but he pulled off some amazing saves. And I thought we looked really good defensively. I think the headline from the game can be Declan who? Because the midfield looked superb. And Ward-Prowse just seems to have fitted in. He couldn't have fitted in better. Two assists, one goal in the first two games that he's played. You couldn't really ask for much more than that. Bowen was absolutely on fire. That goal he scored was fantastic. Benrahma, again, was a revelation, given that he was dropped and only came on as a substitute when Suchet went off injured. I thought he had one of his best games for us. And that pass that he did for Bowen to score was just sublime. But he's going to be the one that makes way, I suspect, for Kudus, which is in many ways unfair. But you can kind of see that I can't imagine that Moyes isn't going to play him on Friday, can you?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? But we know Moyes, and you know, we're not rushing for the Premier League. But we're all waiting to see him. I think he'll come on as a sub, if I'm honest with you. I don't think he'll start. I might be wrong, because Moyes has been proving us all wrong lately. I mean, no one expected to beat Chelsea. I mean, after drawing against Bournemouth, which we thought was probably one of the easier games of our start of, to beat Chelsea 3-1 and then beat our bogey team 3-1, end up top of the Premier League is heady heights that no one expected. And now, sort of on paper, an easy team playing Luton in their first game, by the way, their first home game of the Premier League. And I was actually asking the senior source, you know, rumours were that it might be postponed because the ground wasn't ready, but I'm told that would be news to West Ham because they haven't been told it and they've got a cup game afterwards, so they would end up getting fined probably. So it looks like it is on Friday. Shame that I'm still in Spain. I'll be missing it because I was offered a ticket to go there. And I think it's going to be a special...
You didn't pass it on to me, did you?
Well, I put it in the group actually, Ian. I'm sure I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I we'll go to Dave in a minute, but I obviously I'm here with Finley. We went down to Fengaroni into a sports bar called Sullivan's, or O'Sullivan's actually. It's the same place I watched West Ham win the Europa Conference League because I was here in the same place in June. So it's a bit lucky. It's our lucky sports bar now. So we'll be back there on Friday for Luton Town and we might get the hat trick of wins on Friday. So here's hoping. We had a great time. There were no West Ham. That's true. There was an Irish West Ham fan in the bar. Most of them were sort of northern football supporters and Spanish football supporters. So anyway.
Have you got television on in the background?
No, I haven't, but I've got a party going on. So.
Oh,
that's why I'm muting in between. So that's the way. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a party. We end up holding a barbecue and there's a party going on. So just ignore that. You
so
know,
it's a pretty shit party then if you've left it to do this.
Yeah. It's the end of it. And what you're probably hearing is the thing up at the end. But that's that's the stereotype.
Well, we're very special, Ian. I mean, you leave a party to hang out with us.
Yeah, that's really
what it means.
Anyway. Dave. What time did you have to get up to in the morning to watch the game, and what were your thoughts of the game?
It was an 11:30, or no, it was a 12:30 afternoon. It was a lunchtime kickoff for me, so I'd been up for a while, many hours. I understand what Ian said, because in the back of my mind, I thought Brighton started off with two wins, albeit against not particularly good opposition. You could see how they would come into their game with us thinking, piece of cake. We never lose to them. We started off hot and we'll just roll over them. And the irony would be that would be the time we would find a way to beat them, which we did. And it was, you know, it's like a game of two different narratives. We had, as Ian said, anywhere between 18 and 22% possession. But on another day, even with that small amount of possession, we could have scored 5 or 6. Antonio went in alone, could have scored. Bowen went in alone at the end. That's 5. Who knows? There was probably one other shot that was really, really good. But conversely, Areola made 2 world-class saves, so it could have been 3-3 under the exact same circumstances. But, you know, as Ian said, it's hard not to ask the question that we all are thinking internally, but maybe wondering, is it okay to say, are we better without Declan Rice? Is that even conceivable? But there are tactical reasons why it might be true, because Souček is now playing much farther forward. You know, Paquetá is able to play a little bit further back, which is a kind of more where he plays for Brazil and has thrived. Other people are getting on the ball. What Ward-Prowse had 2 assists in the game against Chelsea, which matched Declan Rice's assist total for the entire season last year. They're not like for like, you know, players, but you look at Ward-Prowse's addition to the squad and with what he does in dead ball situations, and you're not wrong to feel confident that that's 10 to 15 goals in the season between him scoring and assisting right there. We were pretty poor last season on corners, and now we have reason to get excited when we have a corner again. Benrahma's pass, as Ian said, the thing that I thought was so stunning about that pass was his patience. Because what is one thing we get frustrated with him for? He just, you know, he runs around like a toddler and you're just like, slow down, look up, just look up from the ball a little bit. You might see something useful. And he stood there, He waited, you know, okay, 3, 2, 1, pass. Perfectly placed. If that ball, if that goal sequence had been done by Barcelona 10 years ago with Iniesta passing it to Messi, it would have been on every single football television show for a week. It was that good, but it was us. I kept staring at the screen thinking, what am I seeing here? Am I going to eat my Moyes out?
Are you? Are you going to eat your Moyes out, Dave? I've lost you. This is going to be one of those nights where it's going to be one of those nights where probably we're going to have technical problems. Oh, you're still here. Ian, fill in. You're used to filling in when something goes wrong with your Sony Radio Award.
I was never Moyes in. I was Moyes out partway through last season. And I think I agreed with you towards the end. You can't sack a manager that's won a European trophy, even though part of me would still have quite liked to. But it would have been just preposterous. And you can't sack a manager after the start to the season that we've had. So, and I suspect if Davis can listen, he would probably agree with that. And I've never actually also bought into this idea that Moyes' style of play is that boring. People keep saying, oh, it's worse than Allardyce, but it isn't. I mean, a lot of the attacking play, by the way, we've got Lincoln away in the League Cup.
Lincoln away. Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
So, how exciting is that? I don't even know.
Well, they beat Sheffield United on penalties and should have won it in open play, I think.
Oh,
so that won't be an easy one.
We've avoided Man City, which is what we usually do.
And Chelsea have got Brighton.
I mean, love it.
I mean, given the performance that I can never pronounce his name, Caicedo, that put in at Upton Park. I mean, what a terrible debut that was. You compare that to James Ward-Prowse, and I know he's got the better by there.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's immense. James Ward-Prowse signing. You know, I was never that interested in Harry Maguire, but James Ward-Prowse is the real deal.
You see, I thought...
He's back, Dave's back.
Thank God for that. I was never particularly pro signing Harry Maguire, but then I did think corners from James Ward-Prowse.
Oh, you did say this,
Harry Maguire's head. Yeah. I thought that was a delicious prospect. But now we've got 6'4", and I want to hear you pronounce this guy's name, Sean, as a more than just a podcast exclusive. The Greek defender that we've signed,
Dinos. You mean Dinos?
Yeah. What's his surname?
Do you know what? I'd even have to look at it to remind myself.
Konstantinos Mavropanos.
No, Mavropanos. Him, Mavropanos. There you go. Mavropanos. Ian, there you go. I could have worked that out if I'd looked at it. Dinos Mavropanos.
No, it's better if you keep being you. There's an entertainment value in having names like this. I think it's better.
He said, call me Dinos. Although, I think last week he... Nigel was calling him Stan.
Yes, he was. Did you see the video that the Bundesliga put out, or VfB Stuttgart put out, showing Dinos's greatest hits?
I did, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Forget the defending. His attacking play wasn't...
Yeah, no, he's good, is it? You know, I'm not sure he'll go straight in. Going back to the game... Oh, Bonner for a 35-year-old. I see that. You know, here I am, a 55-year-old, and I won't say how old you are.
I thought you were 60.
I'm not 60.
Uncle Sean.
Just to be clear, and I still don't know who sent that in. Very funny. I'm not 60. Ian's 60.
I'm 61 now.
Oh, you're 61 now.
But I'll tell you 50. What, Sean. Yeah. Just dread your 60th birthday because I've had so many terrible health issues since I was 60.
Oh, yeah. But most of them are falling off stages, though.
Well, that was one of them.
Oh, yeah. So all falling off escalators.
Yeah. Then I broke my hip and I'm losing my eyesight. But
oh, really? I thought you were playing golf. I saw you playing golf.
Yeah. It's come back a bit, but and I can drive again, but. It's all, anyway.
It's all downhill.
I'm going to be like an old person and just talk about my health because that's what old people
do. It's not an old people's podcast, is it?
No. Probably is, actually.
Probably is, yeah. With
Newcastle versus Manchester City, Liverpool versus Leicester. There's some good ties in this.
Yeah. And we don't join to the third round because we're champions in Europe, as I tweeted out, or I X'd out a little bit earlier.
So are we not in the draw today?
Because I always think you're talking about X.
Yeah, I know. X is the way it is, you know. I've got a little extra admin now in Finley. So if you see some of the tweets, you think that doesn't sound actual.
We will be facing breaking news. West Ham will be facing Lincoln City away.
Yeah, I just said that about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, he was gone though. He was gone. Well.
Ah, you took away my great moment.
The British are coming. The British are coming. I think I told you, and I don't know if I told the podcast, but I've signed up to the monetization of X or Twitter. And I got my first paycheck. You both know, don't you?
Well, I signed up for that, but I haven't heard anything back at all.
I think it's once a month, although I got one after a week. Nice. Yeah. I've got $71. $71. So I won't be retiring immediately. But it's better than nothing. It's a few margaritas or pina coladas, depending on what drink you're taking with, I guess. Anyway, is there anything else to say about Brighton beyond it was a good team effort, wasn't it, by everybody? And everyone put a shift in. I can't think of anyone who... Suchek didn't have a great game. I know he went off with a concussion. He's going to be missing for Luton Town, but he didn't seem to be that great up to that point, did he?
Well, he went off after about 20 minutes, didn't he? You can't really judge him on that.
Well, he did.
Yeah, he was, I think, 31 minutes or something. But who was your man of the match, Ian?
Probably Bowen. And if Bowen should be in the England squad when that's announced, I think.
I'm going to do a joke because it's there for taking, but I know it's a sensitive subject, but Harry Aylmer is my man in that.
George will like that one.
Yeah, I know. It's
horrible. I think just
George.
To be different, then I'm going to go Benrahma. I'm going to go Benrahma just because to come on in the way he did. Yeah, he came on after being dropped. And he only came on because of Suchek's injury. And for him to come on and play as well as he did and lay that ball for Bowen, the intensity he played with for those 60 minutes, that's what I got. I
agree with that.
Might as well.
You could also make a case for Antonio.
Absolutely.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Is he putting himself in the shop window?
7 points in our first three. Wow.
Is he Antonio putting himself in the shop window? Antonio. He really wants out.
There's only about 48 hours to go, isn't there? So I can't really think that West Ham would let him go without having a replacement. And they haven't got a replacement lined up.
No, except for Lingard.
And seriously, if you're any sort of player, surely you'd want to stay... when you've had two outstanding games, people think that you're great. Why would you want to go? Okay, you can go to Saudi Arabia for the money, fair enough. I suppose we can all understand that to an extent. It's likely to be maybe this in a blaze of glory, not with the fans thinking that you're a money-grabbing bastard.
Yeah. Which they think about Lingard, of course.
Yeah, but we'll happily have him back, won't we?
Well, I think so. A lot of people are saying no because he was disrespectful to us. But, I think if any of us were in the same position, we're offered £10 million to play a season for Nottingham Forest, we'd probably go, all right, all right.
Well, let me make a prediction. If Lingard comes back, I think he won't be an automatic starter, that's for sure. But once he gets in the team, I suspect by Christmas, he will be an automatic starter. I just think he's got something that Moyes can bring out in him, which maybe others can't. And we can't expect him to have the same kind of form that he had.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Last time. But if he only has 75% of it, I think most of us would think that was very good. But we've got so many players in those wide and midfield positions now, all of whom are creative, that you wonder how they're all going to meld together, like Kudus and Pakatar in the same team. I mean, it's delicious in many ways.
I know.
But I just worry that there's going to be sort of quite a lot of fancy Dan stuff, which we all love to watch, and we can all say, well, that's the West Ham way. But can they really meld together as a team?
I think Lingard would come back and do a job as well. There's something to be said for at least the way the reports are, you know, coming out, that he is going for retribution, not retribution for what's the word? Help me, radio guy. He's trying to reconcile with everybody at West Ham and reshape his image. Like, hey, I'm sorry.
He wants I made the wrong move.
I want to be here. This is where I want to be.
Yeah. And I'm happy to grant him absolution. Do you know what? All we want is people to pull on the shirt, play for the badge, and try. And if he can do that, I think the fans, ethical fans, will forgive him really quickly. And Dave, we want to go back to actually talking about David Moyes, because every time I think I've had enough of Dave Moyes, and I go, I go, you know, it's great we won the UEFA Conference League, and I don't think he'd go, but I really think it's time for him to move on and let someone else come in, and have no ideas, and thank you very much, Dave. And then he goes and does something different, you know. And I know people like John hated Brighton game with 18% possession and the fewest number of passes in the Premier League for the last 15 years or whatever it was. But it's a results game, as I say. First, entertainment game. Second, I thought the game was, although we didn't have a lot of possession, I thought the game was quite entertaining. You know, it had me on the edge of my seat, even though there were some boring moments. And I hate what David Moyes does to me. But each time I go, do you know what? I've had enough of you. I think you've done a great job. I prefer to have another manager. And then he does something like he's doing now, which he starts off the season and does the unthinkable and proves us all wrong again. And all the players come out and Bowen's come out and says, you know, we love him, we support him. And, you know, it infuriates me. I become a flip-flop fan like everybody else. And Dave, I want you to eat your words, because you've been probably on our group, our WhatsApp group, one of his fiercest critics, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say a little bit less than Mr. Bucci, but yes, I'm up there for sure.
And what
And
is your view now?
very strong possibility that I'm going to have to pick some kind of interesting condiment to serve with my words.
Oh,
Seems
yes.
like it's in that way
You did have a
because
bet with
I did. I
your
have a,
good
it's a one, it's a
friends,
good,
your
it's a good bet.
Texas
It's a
strong.
great bet because it's like we're going to go out for a meal, so the loser has to pay. Like, that's fine. We're still having a really good
It's
meal.
like a £1,000 bottle of wine though, isn't it, or something?
No, he said that, and I never agreed to that. And if he does that, I'm just going to leave him with the bill. It's not happening.
Okay.
But you know what? I what I was saying earlier, and I think it's when I lost my internet. You know, there were so many circumstances last year that now maybe we can look at in 2020 hindsight. Like, you know, did Declan Rice's, for lack of a better word, requirement or, you know, they wanted to play a certain style to appease him. Did that hold everybody else back? And you know it. I don't know. It's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to know with such a small sample size, but we look as balanced as we have in a very long time.
Yeah. I'm gonna be a
That,
bit
you know,
fair
and
to
if that's how it's going to go, well then yeah, it's like, you know, give me.
Yeah. One person who's remained constant on David Moyes is Ian, and I hate to give him a compliment because it's not my natural thing to do. But you've remained very level-headed throughout the whole David Moyes reign, haven't you, Ian? You've never called for him to go out, as far as I can remember. And you've always seen probably the best of him, or am I misquoting you? And of course, I've lost you now. Of course, it's one of those nights. I've still got you, Dave. No, not Dave, no either.
This is more than just a
But
podcast.
that is
And Nathan
Finley in the
I'm
background.
back.
You're back, Dave. I
I don't
was.
know when it keeps going
I don't know,
mid-sentence.
right?
Sorry.
It could be the internet from Spain.
It's your shitty internet.
it's not.
Thanks,
it's just, yeah, I know. This is not how you should do recording. This is exactly the opposite of how you should do a podcast, and not the correct way.
Good
And I called
morning.
them amateurs last week. Yeah, the party's still
Anyway,
sitting there.
I said that I might be eating my words. Yeah, I would. Various condiments. I don't know when I dropped out, but he, you know, we don't know what it was like to be there last year. There are many different elements this year. You know, he can,
Yeah.
he doesn't have to set everything up central around Declan Rice, and maybe that's going to work quite well for him. Maybe. I
Yeah.
mean, there was an interesting statistic I heard on the Guardian podcast, which is a really good one, and I forget which writer it was that said that they go back to if you look at Brighton's last six games where they had the most possession of the last six, they only have 2 points out of those games. So when they are given an enormous amount of the ball, and you set up that low block and you hit them on the counter, that's the way to play them. So
Yeah.
statistically, that, you know, Moyes knew that, or at least sensed that and planned for it. And
Yeah.
again, we could have beaten them 5-1. Could have been
Yeah.
3-3, but we could have beaten them 5-1. We had better. You take away those two worldies by Arioli in the last 10 minutes of the game, they really didn't ask that many questions of us.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't
true. I
think.
think, Ian, have we got you back? Yes.
You have.
Oh, I was actually praising you, going, there's one person who's stayed pretty constant in his view of David Moyes, and that's you. And you've never really been a Moyes act. You've never really flipped from one side to the other, as many of us have. Am I misquoting you, or am I giving you, is that
No,
completely correct?
as I said, I was never Moyes in. I didn't want him back.
Yes.
But you just have to look at the record. He is has now got the best win ratio of any West Ham Premier League manager since 1992 or whenever it was. And the
We've lost Ian again.
Jinkies.
We've lost Ian again.
We
Whether we're going to finish this or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to.
It's
But I've got
at
a Trent
some
thing
point
next
we're
to
just
me.
Gonna like
yeah, I'll tell you. Say, let's talk about good. Transfers. Let's just talk about it. It's a miracle we've got to 31 minutes. This is going to be the one in the worst.
Nobody's going to want to listen much longer with all the
no
crashing in the background and
yeah, that was
and me.
Everybody clearing up the party in the kitchen. Believe it or not, it's a bad idea. Yeah. Anyway,
so transfers. Go ahead.
Transfers. I mean, obviously. We've signed James Ward-Prowse. We've touched on this earlier. We've signed Kudos. We've signed Dinos. There was a talk on, you know, how well have we done? If we ended the transfer window now, has it been a successful transfer window, Dave?
Outstanding. I said
out of 10. Give me a figure out of 10.
9.
Nine, wow.
9 out of 10. No, yeah, I mean,
that's a big
think
number.
About the players we've picked up and what they – Ward-Prowse is going to be good for between 10 and 15 goals from him scoring and him delivering quality set pieces. Kudus is a monster. He is an animal. He's fast. He's powerful. He might be an Adama Traore with, like, real ball handling skills. Mavropanos – is a seasoned international player. You know, I mean, I looked at it this way. You know, in North America, we don't do transfers, right? Right, Sean? Hello.
Well, I can hear you still.
Yeah, I would say I was on mute, actually. I was trying to stop Dave. I was there. I just put myself on mute and I couldn't get off. Fast enough because I'm trying. The party's leaving, actually. The party's leaving, so I thought I'd mute myself.
Right.
But yeah, I was listening to you through that.
So, in North America, you know, we don't have transfers, they're trades. That's how every sport transaction happens. And I look at it as trading Declan Rice for the four people we have. It's kind of what we've done monetarily. Is that a good deal for West Ham? I think absolutely it is. I think it's a really good trade. I mean, you know, Alvarez didn't get on the ball that much. He was phenomenal the other day. His positioning was as much a reason why Brighton couldn't do what they normally do. But you don't really see it as much. It's easier to see, you know, offensive attacking play. But outstanding defensive positioning is important and was very important to the final result. And he had that one little, you know, passage of play when he got on the ball in our box, didn't panic, basically deked out, you know, dribbled around two of their players and then cleared it. He was phenomenal. And you put those four players as a trade for Declan Rice in a North American style, I think West Ham got the better of that deal.
And you compare this this transfer window to when we sold Rio Ferdinand to Leeds for 18 million, which, okay, I mean, that was, I think, a record for a defender at the time. And then Harry Redknapp basically spent the money on Titi Kamara and various other people that none of us can remember now. So it has to be seen as successful. I think the icing on the cake, though, would be a really good striker. And I don't know about you two, but I was actually hoping that we'd get Lukaku because, I mean, in a way, he's got a similar style of play to Antonio, so
yeah,
he ought to fit into Moyes' system. And I thought he might fit us rather well. He always scores it against us, so why not have him on our side?
There was interest. Apparently, David Moyes wasn't convinced, my senior source says. There was slight interest. He was offered to us. I mean, his problem, Ian, as you know, his wages are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, $350,000. So, you know, Chelsea wanted that majority of that paid. And no one can afford it.
I mean,
and this is why he's not going anywhere. No one can afford to take
the chance. Well, he's going to Roma.
Well, is he, though?
Yeah. I thought that was a done deal.
No, I don't think it is a done deal. It's been reported,
okay,
but I don't think it's a done deal because
well,
the wages are the problem.
He'd agreed to take a cut in wages too.
That is correct, but I don't think it's him. I think it's the old, no, not many footballers agree to take a cut in wages. What happens is the parent club has to subsidise it, you know?
I mean, I've just seen reports tonight that we've pulled out of the Yuri Alberto deal, which I must admit I'm not unhappy about.
There's something strange there, Ian. I mean, look, yeah, exactly. I know, look, we know who's reporting this. It's Darmish, and we know who Darmish talks to in the club, Ian Taylor. So we know how it works, right? When we see something from Darmish. But why would Tim fly all the way in his private jet to Brazil to have some talks and Corinthians just say, nah, we don't want to sell him?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Senior source did admit that, you know, Tim was out there. We were looking in. Yesterday he gave a 60%. I don't know what that means. Chance of which, you know, I don't know, 6 out of 10, what does that mean? It doesn't mean a lot, you know, it means there's slightly more chance than 50-50. But who knows? Who knows? Unless he's got another Brazilian player up his sleeve. Or he's going to visit Pacatar Island while he's there, as some journalist recommended or suggested to me today.
I mean, it's also possible that he went there under the premise that a deal was there to be had, and then when you get there, you know, the selling club feels like, oh, we're now in a very strong position because you've come all the way here. You're not going to want to come back empty-handed, so they move the goalposts more than Stuyten and Moyes and Sullivan were comfortable with. At some point in any deal, you go, you know what, I've had enough. Forget it. Never mind. I'm out. And maybe that's how that all happened. There was every intention to do it because there was as many signs and, you know, that it was going to happen. And then when they got there, they just, you know, changed the rules.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we will find out. We're going to probably cut it short and do predictions in a minute before we lose this. It's been a 38-minute podcast that will not be award-winning, Ian. You know, with people having a party in the background, people clearing up the kitchen, people talking in the background, the internet failing, etc., it's probably not up there as, you know, it's not why we became the most listened West Ham podcast on Spotify, I'll tell you that. But you never know, right? It's raw and edgy. That's the main thing. Our listeners, 8 listeners, did want us to record a podcast this week, and we've done one. So don't complain, right? We will see what happens. I'm sure we've been told we're looking for 2 more, possibly a third with Jesse Lingard. We've only got 1, obviously, non-homegrown. I won't use Hugh's thing of foreign player. I think non-homegrown is the correct term there. Non-homegrown.
Can I interrupt? Because I think it'd be important, because I know we should talk for a minute about Fornals.
Yeah, I mean, look, Fornals wants out and he's got a year and a half left on his contract. So if a bid comes into him, we'd probably take it. He wants more game time.
He wants to go, okay.
He does want out. And look, you know, Maxwell Cornet is a similar one. He wants more game time. You know, he could go out on loan or permanent. Ben Johnson won't sign a new contract. He could still go. We could yet still do a deal for Cresswell, you know. If Wolves sell Nunes to City. So, you know, there could be a lot of moves and changes in the next 48 hours.
I think losing Fornals would be a massive mistake.
I think everybody's saying that. But
I can understand why he wants more game time, but that it's up to him to get the game time in the form that he shows. I think he's a fantastic player and has been since day one. But when I saw that I can't even remember where these reports were, that they were going to accept a £7 million bid from Seville. I mean, we paid £25 million for him. Surely,
yeah,
we've got to get at least that. I mean, if we got a £30 million bid for him, okay, I'd say, well, fair enough, we should take the money. But not £7
million. Yeah, we've written him off on the books. I mean, how old is he now?
He's only 26, 27.
Is he only... Yeah. I thought he was 28, 29, but
you may be 28 now that I think about it. A friend of mine, because I think we got him when he was 24.
In the block of flats that he lives in.
Oh, really?
So he's a lovely, lovely guy.
Yeah. I know. Look, when he's scored some important goals for us, and I think it would be the one that we'd be sorry to see. Matzo O'Connor, I think. He's 27, is he?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's hope he stays, but if he doesn't, you know, it will be for the right reasons, I'm sure, that it will be for his choice that he wants to get more game time and be a regular starter. Look, we'll find out very soon.
If we get rid of even two or three of the ones you've just mentioned, and I can see, I mean, I would get rid of Ben Johnson because he clearly isn't going to stay, so let's cash in on him a bit. Cresswell, I don't really understand where he's at mentally on this at all. But, I mean, if you get rid of all those three, then you've got to replace them, and there's only 48 hours to go.
Yeah. Well, it could be a really exciting deadline transfer day.
Yeah. Luckily, I've got the day off, so I can...
You can run your site. And, do you remember the old days, Ian, when we used to run little updates with our initials on West Ham Till I Die?
Yeah, well, I think we should do it again.
Ooh, I might be up for that. Yeah, well, I'm on by the pool. And
Nigel will be really pissed off, though.
Why?
Well, because you'd be defecting to the opposition for a day.
Oh, well, he doesn't.
By the way, I keep seeing you on Clara and Hugh again. Are you sort of, have you made up, kissed and made up?
Though? No. What I've agreed with you, I don't, he just repeats stuff that I write on 6'2" and puts my byline to it, my name to it.
Oh,
so I put it up.
They
in
are
6'2".
Word for word the same article.
Yeah, they are exactly the same word.
Copy and paste.
Yeah. And he says, can I do that? And I said, yeah, of course you can, you know. You do it without asking me, really. You know, there's no such thing as copyright in the blogging sphere, really.
But Ian, you have exclusivity for me. I am exclusively available.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to...
Till I die.com.
You've been very loyal, Dave.
Yeah. And
I think it's my 13th season, Ian.
And I was your agent, Dave. Let's remind that.
Yes, you were. Yeah, I know. I do remember that. You brokered the deal. I think you actually, it's very South American. I think you own part of my media rights.
Yeah. Anyway, it's nearly midnight here, so we're going to wrap this up.
And we should also congratulate you, Sean, on your...
yes, we should.
I'll be allowed to mention this on the podcast.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
Well, for those who don't know, Sean got engaged at the age of 60. I think that's...
Thank you very much. 55. And my fiancée's a lot younger than me. Well, 50.
Really?
Okay. And she's American.
She is an American. 5 years.
That's not much younger.
5 years is a long time. You know, it's not like 18 or anything. That would be weird. Anyway,
yes, it would.
Let's talk about predictions. Luton Town, Ian.
2-0 to us.
Dave.
Kudus scoring on his debut.
Kudus scoring. Dave.
I could see it being so West Ham, but I'm going to stay positive. 2-1, West Ham.
Okay. After long and hard fought about this, I'm going to go for a 1-0 win for West Ham. With Dinos Mavropanos to score. Yeah.
Well, he's injured, so he's not going to play.
He's not even going to be
I thought he was training. I thought he was training this week. Oh, no, he did say he won't.
He's not.
You're right. He did show him training, but you're right. He's not match fit. They said after the international break, so that was a stinging one. James Ward-Prowse again. I tell you what, James Ward-Prowse scoring a free kick, and that free kick will equal David Beckham's record for the most free kicks, 18, in the Premier League. There's the record at Luton's new ground. Anyway,
£20 million for him is an absolute steal.
Yeah,
a steal.
Cool. Anyway, it's midnight. I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. I've been Sean. Ian has been.
Sitting here, rather cold actually, because I was supposed to be in Spain as well this week.
Oh, were you?
Cancelled because of the heat.
Oh, yeah. Dear. And the air traffic control problem.
Where we were going was 51 degrees by the swimming pool.
Ooh, that's hot.
And I just thought, there's no way that that's going to be a pleasurable holiday, so we cancelled it.
Oh, okay.
That's and not Dave enjoyable. Is, that's horrible.
And Dave has been, before we shut down completely.
I've been an American.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play the theme tune. Bye.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.